TV leader Jim Allister has accused the police of involving itself in a political campaign. This is in response to the decision by the PSNI to take part in this week's Pride Parade in Belfast. Police officers in uniform will be taking part in the parade. The PSNI Deputy Chief Constable Drew Harris with us this morning. Morning to you, Drew.
Good morning.
Why have you decided to do this?
Well, there's two reasons. One relates to hate crime, and the second relates to how representative we are as an organisation of the community that we police. So the first point is actually that we take hate crime very seriously. The gay community suffer disproportionately from hate crime, and we are here to protect them, and we want to reach out to them and encourage them and others who suffer from hate crime to report incidents. The second point is then, for us to be successful as a police service, we need to be representative of the community that we serve. Strong teamwork, it provides the best performance. Strong teams come from having a diverse workforce, and there's a strong operational purpose for us being representative of the community. So it's reaching out again to say that we want to be an employer of choice, we want to have a diverse workforce, and we will be having a recruitment competition here in the autumn for police officers and other competitions for recruitment competitions for police staff. And we want to reach out to the community as a whole and say that we want to be representative of the community, and this is a very physical and tangible means of us reaching out to the gay community to say that they are very welcome in the PSNI and as our employees.
And of course, you could do all of that without taking part in Gay Parade. So you could construct your own campaign, your own brochures. What you're doing, you're marching at a gay pride event. Some of the messages within that event promoting political messages, and you're marching alongside those political messages.
Well, that is correct. But our position is that we are politically neutral. Gay Pride is a charitable organisation and is registered as a charity. We have taken part in Gay Pride over many years, and indeed our officers and staff have taken part in the Gay Pride parade in a branded PSNI T-shirt. But this year, they asked could they take part in uniform, and this is what happens in other services right across the world, but in Great Britain, America, and in Europe. And I felt when they asked me that it was appropriate that we should make this tangible step up in terms of our profile period.
When you said this is correct there, Drew, just to be clear, were you confirming that you believe that there are political messages within this parade when you said this is correct?
Well, Gay Pride obviously campaigns for societal change around laws, etc. And so that is and has a political purpose. But our involvement...
So when you said this is correct, but you're conceding that part of this parade is political.
Well, in that it seeks societal change. In that it seeks societal change.
So does the PSNI seek societal change?
No, we are politically neutral.
How can you be political neutral and take part in a political campaign?
Well, we are not taking part in the political campaign. What we are doing is showing that, one, we have an emphasis on hate crime, and we're taking part in this parade to show our support for the LGBT staff that we have, but also that we take hate crime seriously. But there's elements of that parade obviously have a political agenda in that they wish to seek societal change, and that is entirely within their rights and within this society. But we, and I want to emphasise that, are a politically neutral organisation.
We are there
to outreach, but also to outreach in terms of being
But you knew when you decided to put your uniformed officers into this parade, you knew that a message that the community could take is that your officers are supporting the key messages in this parade. And one of the key messages, for example, is for equal marriage. I can read you some of the tweets, verified tweets, from the Belfast Pride Twitter feed, Drew.
Yes.
Demand change, they say, is the theme. Demand change. So the PSNI is marching in a parade which is demanding change. you're aligning your officers with a political campaign to demand change.
Well, I would say again, PSNI is a politically neutral organization. We take part in many events, and we would go along to many events. We go along to political party conferences. We would attend Amnesty International events, etc. And we are there as a police service. We are recognized as being politically neutral, and we are there as politically neutral to take part in this.
But don't you endanger that recognition of being politically neutral if you are marching with the uniform on, where one of the headlines of the parade is to demand change? I'll go even further. On the Facebook page of Belfast Pride 2017, they say the following: the pace of progress on equality here over the last few years has often been slow and frustrating. We want the same basic rights as our fellow citizens, and we need to make sure that our voice is heard across the full range of issues that affect us, including homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, bullying, fertility rights, marriage equality. So the police marching in this parade with PSNI uniforms are aligning themselves with the parade, part of the message being that they want marriage equality. So how can those political parties, for example, the Democratic Unionist Party, who are against marriage equality, feel that the police is neutral?
Well, I'd say again, we are a politically neutral organisation. And I want to just step back from the narrow point about the societal change. It's some element of the Gay Pride event wishes to promote. We are there, one, to assure that community of our protection in terms of hate crime, and also to be a representative workplace. And we seem to have got down a sort of rabbit hole around the societal change that they want to encourage in terms of a movement. But Gay Pride is a charitable organisation. It's not a political organisation. And we go along to many events which could be described as being political in that they wish to seek societal change, and we participate as police officers in a political...
Well, you participate as commentators. This is, you know, let me ask a different question, Drew.
Yes.
For those people from a Christian faith, many of whom we've heard in this programme many times, who feel that homosexuality is a sin. Now, your officers in uniform, they therefore don't think that this parade should happen at all. They do not think that homosexuality should be promoted at all. The Police Service of Northern Ireland are clearly taking a stance on that. And they are saying a parade to promote homosexuality is so acceptable that we're taking part in it. So how can those people of a Christian faith who believe their Bible tells them that homosexuality is sin, how can they feel that you're going to be neutral towards them?
Well, we're here to provide a service to everybody in this society. We're here to protect everybody in this society. There's elements in our society, areas in our society, which suffer disproportionately from crime. And an element of that is the gay community do suffer disproportionately from hate crime. And we're here to protect them.
But that's not my question. Of course you're here to protect gay people as much as anybody else. But for those people who believe that homosexuality is a sin, and therefore this parade should not happen, you're not neutral in that. The Police Service of Northern Ireland are screaming from the rooftops that this parade is acceptable and that this parade they support because you're taking part in it.
Yes.
How can you claim to be neutral if you're taking part in it? You're not policing it, you're taking part in it.
That's correct. And we have taken part in it now over a number of years. And at least for 5 or 6 years, we've been taking part in it in branded T-shirts.
But this is in uniform. So the symbolism of the police now say to those people who feel homosexuality is wrong, sinful, against their God's word, the police are taking a stance on that. And they're saying, no, it's not.
Well, by doing this, we in no means seek to undermine anybody's beliefs. And as completely refute that. This is about us stretching out a hand to those who suffer from hate crime, not just the gay community, to say we are here to protect you, and also we want to be an employer.
But you could do that without expressing your support. What do you say to those people that want the police to represent them, who feel homosexuality is a sin? How are you expressing neutrality by marching in this parade? And indeed, if there's a future parade which says homosexuality is a sin, will your police officers march within that group?
Specific police and purpose, and I'll go back to specific police and purpose, is a, and I'll stay with this because it's important. This is around hate crime and how representative we are.
It's a red herring. But, it's a different issue.
But that's our reason for being there. These other issues, and in our society, unfortunately, we can throw up all sorts of what about this and what about that. The issue here for us is our outreach and to the gay community and how we protect them from hate crime. And actually, how we have a representative police service.
Let me ask one final question because I know you need to go. If there is in the future a Christian march, and those Christians want to march along Royal Avenue, expressing their view that homosexuality is a sin, will you allow police officers in branded PSNI uniform to take part in that march, supporting those Christian people?
Well, I would need to see the specifics of the scenario, but as the scenarios you painted out there, I think that would be unlikely.
So, therefore, you're not neutral.
Well, I don't think you can conclude that from that.
Well, if it's unlikely you would support Christians who are against homosexuality, some of whom won't be, but some of them will be. Then Stephen, how can you suggest any neutrality in this?
You're making this into a very binary issue, and it's not a binary issue. Either for or against.
Neutrality is binary, Drew.
Well, no, but you're either making us for or against. And what we're saying here is our position is different. We are here to serve the community in Northern Ireland. And that means we serve everybody within that society. And those who suffer most from crime, we have to reach out for them because they are vulnerable and we need to protect them.
Okay. Drew, thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you this morning. The Deputy Chief Constable, Drew Harris, who has said this morning it would be very unlikely that the police would participate in a march where some Christian people were expressing their views against homosexuality, but we know that the police are participating in a march supporting homosexuality, supporting people's right to express their homosexuality.